Farmers and the EPA, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The EPA treats small family farmers, or someone building a home, the same as massive cases of pollution. The reality is that they're not the same, and treating them as such violates people's property rights while harming the mission of protecting the environment. For example, California farmer John Duarte had to pay $1.1 million after being sued by the EPA for plowing his property. EPA officials threatened him with over $40 million in liability, all in the name of fighting pollution. Pacific Legal Foundation senior attorney Tony Francois.
This is not something that needs to continue. There are a couple of things that can fix this problem. First of all, Congress can get clearer in its adoption of the Clean Water Act that farming is exempt, is not covered by these authorities that the EPA acts under. And the courts could also limit the degree to which EPA can use its authority to regulate dirt being moved around on farms. We're hoping that in Mr. LePan's case, we'll be able to convince the courts to rule just that. And he's prepared to take this fight all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Francois acknowledges we all want clean water, but the EPA should stick to preventing actual water pollution, stop pretending that farm dirt pollutes farms, and leave the farmers alone. This is not just a California or an Idaho problem. It's a national problem. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.